and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. On the presidential campaign trail, a debate is set between former President Trump and his Democratic rival, Kamala Harris.
Former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have agreed to face off September 10th on ABC.
I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
Harris will not join Trump for a Fox News debate 6 days earlier. Her campaign says all future debates are contingent on Trump showing up on September 10th. Trump previously backed out of the ABC debate after President Biden dropped out of the race.
ABC's Perry Russum. Harris and her running mate Tim Walz head to Arizona today. Tropical Storm Debbie is now Tropical Depression Debbie. The storm blamed for one death in the Carolinas amid heavy rain and flooding. Debbie's now in the Northeast. And Taylor Swift fans in Vienna, Austria are both relieved and disappointed. Pointed over a series of canceled concerts, authorities foiling a terror plot and have now arrested a third teenager accused of planning the attack. This is ABC News. As she prepares for the new school year, one California teacher found a very unexpected surprise inside her classroom.
Okay, there is a bear inside the classroom.
You can hear Elaine Salmon and her husband watching and recording a bear inside of her classroom at Peak to Peak Mountain Charter School north of L.A. And yes, the bear walked into the classroom of Mrs. Salmon. She had gone to the office to make copies, came back, opened the door, and a bear had held down the door handle and let himself in.
Closed the door, locked the bear in here.
But eventually, her husband came and held the door open while the bear walked out right by him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Three German tourists were sighted by park rangers at Joshua Tree this week. They reportedly went on a paintball shooting spree across the park that defaced road signs, bathrooms, and dumpsters. Rangers later recovering paintball equipment inside their car, issuing a federal violation notice for vandalizing property. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he'll ask for more money in the next state budget. He told a legislative study committee Thursday the state needs to increase its investment in its public universities if they're going to stay competitive. Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the country in supporting four-year schools. Primary election day is Tuesday. There are bilingual ballots for those who need them, Brittany Merlot explains.
In Marathon County, some Spanish-speaking information is given to voters. But if a non-English speaker needs additional assistance to vote, some exceptions can be made. First, they can bring a translator with them, all the way to the polling booth. This person, though, cannot be a boss or an employer. And if you speak Hmong, you can go to the Hmong American Center in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a three-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings, 2 from rookie Jackson Churio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns. Browns in their first preseason game. Kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
That's Rojay Stona with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo Baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. If you are watching, on the, okay, this is old man thing. Is it the internet that they're watching on?
It is.
Okay,
it is.
If you're the internet.
The internet. The interweb.
Yes, the interweb.
The world web.
I had a guy, I was at one of the big box stores, Home Depot, Menards, Fleet Farm, one of them one day. And a guy goes, Mino. Oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? He goes, hey, I'm from Ishpeming.
Sure.
Hey, you remember me? We used to play softball together. Yeah, of course. You kidding me? And he goes, hey, my wife said she saw you on the YouTube.
Might as well have been at
the
Walmart.
YouTube.
Correct.
Yes. And you know what it was, Todd?
What was it?
The dog thing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that? The Green Bay Police Department asked me to help them with a fundraiser for their canine program.
Yeah,
for the,
awesome.
And, yeah, it was awesome. And it was at, where was it at? I can't remember. Downtown Green Bay someplace. But anyway, had a big, here's the thing. They also was like a cheese, sausage, and classic beer type thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Sampling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So I'm loading up on the sausage, of course. Okay. So then they put me in the big suit. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Like McGruff.
Oh, yes.
You were?
What? No, not McGruff, oh, no. The crime dog. No.
The okay. victim.
No.
Oh, their canine.
Yeah.
Mascot.
No, they put me as the person that the dogs train against on how to knock them down and subdue them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this video available?
It is,
it's
Nikki.
On the YouTube.
I'm emailing you the link right now.
What a gift.
It not. But the thing is,
Christmas,
here's the deal.
In July.
So I'm standing here, and the people are, you can hear the people, you kill him, and this dog is looking at me, Nikki. Oh, by the way, Nikki, introduce yourself, Nikki. This is not Jim Schmidt.
It's already off,
I know,
right? Off the rails.
Halfway,
hey,
through.
It's Nikki Z.
How you doing,
whatever.
Nikki Z?
I'm great.
Good
how
to
are
see you. Great.
Thanks for having
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
This is amazing. First time meeting Todd in the studio.
Yeah. We have worked together in radio a lot, you and I.
Yeah, like twice. So a lot. It's been a lot.
But... So the dog is like looking at me and like quivering, like just can't, I can't wait. And one of the police officers said, well, that's because normally we use like some of the same guys in training. So they know he's not really a threat. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Oh. And this guy, and somebody said, well, you smelled like sausage. This dog knocked my feet off the ground, smashed my head against the door, then dragged me around the room. Oh, it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. Honestly.
Not
God.
Bad for a Wednesday.
I know. So, yeah. So, that's what the guy saw on the YouTube. So, yeah. So, I saw like an old guy say, is this on the internet? Yes, it is. Selene, welcome, Nikki Z.
I am of canine training fame.
What?
No, I'm just saying that could be your moniker.
Yeah. Right. Well, then they asked me if I wanted to play the part of a guy hiding in a house, like in a closet, mm-hmm. and they let the dog loose.
Yes.
I'm like, nope. Yeah. I'm out. I am out.
I am
out.
Booked solid that
yeah.
day.
Which day is it? Oh, yeah. I'm getting my hip replaced that day.
If anybody out there wants to look it up right now, all you have to look for is John Mino dog attack, and it's the first thing that comes up.
There you go.
What a gift. What a gift in this world.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. You got to see
first
this.
First break. We're doing
okay.
this.
Okay. All right. Great to have you here. Nikki Z in the house. We got Mark Houston coming from Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark is awesome. Have you ever met Mark?
I haven't.
He has, you know, it's good to have Mark to help with, you know, all kinds of great advice for people, you know, athletically and working out and everything like that. But basically,
well, body of fitness here.
Thank you. So. I basically turn it all towards myself. Yeah. Mark, my knee. Feel my knee right here. Is that the
he
gout?
He gets that a lot, right?
Yeah. He helps me with the gout.
Well, you got to change your diet then. Let's not
okay,
do that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's hold on one second then. Okay. Because you're telling me, okay. Now, birthday wise here, you right away, oh my God, Sam Elliott. Oh, he's 80. Oh my God, I love him. Okay. Right. Was that you a few minutes
ago?
Yeah,
it was.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Almost slid right off my chair.
If I could come back as another human being, it would be as Sam Elliott.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not far from him.
No, gosh.
We're both 6'3", 180, and a big mustache.
Whoa.
Yeah. But.
And rides available.
Yeah. What? Okay. I don't know what that means.
It's almost like having Jim in the studio because he would go there.
He would say the same thing to me. Yeah. But I love his, there's that promo for that show he's on. Is it called The Ranch?
It is.
Is it called The Ranch? Okay. Mm-hmm. Where he's with the doctor, the female doctor. And she goes,
I've got the audio.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Because
this would be me when you said I would change my diet.
Close the your eyes, everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. Is this mine or Elliot?
This is Elliot.
Okay.
And
for some reason, it's not working.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Yep.
I'd like you to cut back on red meat.
Pass.
You're also going to have to cut down on your drinking.
Try again.
What about stress? What do you do to reduce it?
Eat steak and drink whiskey.
Eat
steak and drink whiskey.
What else is there?
I know. I could be Sam Elliott.
I think you are.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you guys are probably long-lost brothers.
Who has a better voice?
Oh. I mean, who do I close my eyes and listen to?
Sam Elliott.
Thank you. Oh. Come on.
Hey, Todd,
Jim, you talk about yourself or Nikki?
Have you met Todd?
Pass.
Check,
today
please.
Is Book Lover's Day.
Love it. Do you like reading?
Have you ever read any of my books?
All of them, cover to cover.
Which one did you like the best?
The one about the one that you wrote your name in.
That I autographed you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which one was that?
Sure,
was that the World War II one or the Vietnam one?
Uh-huh.
Or the Korean War?
Mm-hmm. That one.
Oh!
I know. The collection. It's Encyclopedia Britannica.
You got that right in your house up in the... Kids, don't touch that's Mino's books!
That's Uncle Johnny!
That's Uncle Johnny!
Uncle John.
They'd be like, isn't he a great uncle or a grandpa or something?
Oh, man.
You go over there and she's got your books used to prop up the leg on a table.
I can see that. Fine. All right. So today is National Book Lovers Day. It's also Women's Day.
It is. National Women's Day.
I did not know there was
such a thing. Tell me more.
Yes.
Like, hear me roar, that kind of Women's Day?
Helen Reddy, 1972.
Balls. I wasn't even born.
Helen Reddy, 1972. I am woman, hear me roar.
Take her to prom.
In numbers too big to ignore.
Oh, yeah.
And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Do we burn bras today?
No.
That's the wrong holiday. No.
No.
Let's leave that out.
Yeah, no. No, that's a big song in the fall of 1972.
Okay.
Am I correct, Todd?
I'm looking it up. And right. It was 1972.
This song goes out to Nikki Z.
On this Women's Day, here's your long distance dedication.
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Ooh.
There you go.
Just the voice of an angel.
Me?
Uh-huh.
And I've been down there on the floor.
Is this your karaoke go-to? Yeah.
Yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom bone with age.
Oh, yes, I paid the price, but look at what I've gained. I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible.
Ooh.
I am woman.
That song goes out to all the ladies out there. That was just for you.
Wow.
Jim Schmidt is spinning in his grave this morning. Not that he's dead, but I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I'm out there. John, what happened? Knock that off. Knock that crap off.
Co-workers, do you work with anybody with Timber Rattlers, or do you just pretty much run the whole show and just, you know, they work for you?
Yep. I just point and then...
Get it done.
Yeah, it's like Bewitched.
Oh, yeah, just do a little nose thing.
No.
I just like sniffle there with my allergies.
No, okay. It was way cuter on the show.
All right.
No, it's I just keep the guy happy. Keep Mr. Promonicky happy.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
And technically,
this normally wouldn't be something that you would laugh at, but my family laughs about this a lot, okay? On Melon Day, okay? Huh. You want to know what the last words my dad said to me were? The very last words? It's the lie. You're a melon head. Well, he was out of it. He was like, and we're talking about it. Yeah.
Look at me. I actually see the beauty in it.
I had my mom and my dad, who I love dearly, and they're the greatest people in the history of the world. The last words I got from him, it was that, and my mom, I was leaving, I knew it was probably going to be like, Mom, you know, love you, and you know, and I'm walking, I get to the door, and she goes, Johnny. I turn, yeah, Mom, she goes, put that chair back.
Mind your manners, son. Oh, you're a melon head.
And put the chair back.
I mean, but you've done them proud.
Absolutely. Oh, they're unbelievable. Wonderful. Today is rice pudding day. I don't think I've ever had rice pudding.
No, thanks. That's okay. A hard pass for me.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Billiards and pool day.
Let's do it.
Billiards and pool day. You mean billiards and... Playing pool or swimming pool?
No,
pool
no,
day.
Pool.
I'm not good at pool. Are you good?
No, because you're supposed to. And how does the math come into it? You know how the trig and
the geometry part or whatever. Yeah. Nope. I agree.
Angles.
It's fun watching people that are really good though.
Right.
It's fun watching people that are really good.
And they're usually playing against me.
You know what? Okay, you're not gonna believe Todd. You're not gonna believe this.
What's
you're
this?
Gonna think this one was bull story? It's a Mino story. They're gonna say okay. They had the state convention in Green Bay one year. And they asked me to host it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at the hotel right over here, like the Embassy Suites or one of those, what it was. And I took on this, no lie, like the state champion or something, and I beat him.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
John,
ran the table or something.
No,
it was mind-boggling. You're not going to believe it was the greatest game I've ever played in my life.
No.
It's true.
No.
Why don't you believe me?
Come on.
Are people believing? It's a true story.
Let's
I'll try to get
the
guy
listeners.
On. I'll try to get him.
Let's do it.
The guy that ran it. I'll try.
Let's do it. Rematch.
Yes. Well, I can't because of my shoulder. I pulled my leap. What did I pull?
Well, down? We'll talk. We'll talk about it.
I believe it's the labrum.
Not the, what did I say before?
Don't say the other one.
Yeah, that's what he's, correct. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's basic biology.
I missed that class.
All 4 years.
Well, that's too bad. I had no idea that you were on the DL for pool playing.
I am. I'm coming back. Shoulder. I'm on my way back. Yeah. Gillian Anderson is 56. What was she in?
Oh, she was in X-Files.
The
X-Files.
Yep.
Deion Sanders, 57.
Neon Deion.
I hope they lose every game this year.
Ooh, wow.
I don't like him with what he's doing to some of those kids, just running them out of there. You know what I mean?
You got some strong feelings about that.
Hoda Kotb?
Kotb.
She's okay. On the Today Show.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Okay. Wonderful lady.
She the one that used to drink wine with Kathy
Lee? Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her
I saw Kathy
Lee.
Did you ever see Saturday Night Live's take off?
Oh, yes, of course.
Ah! Frank! I got the cutest kids! Sam Elliott. One more time, Sam Elliott.
Do it.
Beef. It's what's for dinner. I'm with Nikki Z.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week. Which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math and it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Want to sing along?
No, not at all. Never.
I'm with Nikki Z. Jim's got the day off, and it is National Women's Day. What can we do to honor women out there? Todd, let's give us, hey, texters, help us out. What can we do to honor women today? All right?
All right.
Okay.
All you got to do is download the Civic Media app, choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, hit the text button, and let us know how we should honor women today.
I like it. I missed one birthday that you pointed out, Melanie Griffith.
She was in such fine flicks as, what? When a man loves a woman, right?
No.
Yes.
No, that's Meg Ryan.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Are we going to the Google?
Yes.
The Google.
We're going there now.
Go to the Google. She was in that with Harrison Ford, Todd.
Working Girl?
Working Girl.
Yep.
Never.
Yes. With Harrison Ford. Because remember when there's a great line when her secretary came in and she was Melanie Griffith was negotiating with Harrison Ford about something. He was this hot guy at the time. And the secretary comes in. She goes,
ooh, shots
fired. With a real New York accent. She goes, could I get you anything? Coffee? Tea? Me?
Which movie did you think she was in, Nikki?
Wasn't it When a Man Loves a Woman? Wasn't she what's the one where... She was a recovering, or no, so Andy Garcia. What's that one?
Yeah, that's the one. That's that one with Meg Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah. Darn. No, you're right.
I know. She was in Body Double. Do you ever see Body Double, which is a weird movie? Her mom, you know who her mom was?
No.
Tippi Hedren. Tippi Hedren was the star of one of the all-time great movies, The Birds. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, a Hitchcock film.
And it turned out Hitchcock was so horrible to her that he used, in a couple of scenes, put her in like the phone booth with real birds.
Knock
that
it
really
off.
Attacked her. Yes.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
And her name was really Tippi?
Yes.
That's
fascinating.
Mm-hmm. What is that a nickname for, a moniker for?
I don't know. I don't know everything.
But you are a wealth of knowledge, yes, sir.
But then her daughter, you know, she's married to Don Johnson.
Yes.
From Miami Vice.
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean? What was that? Yeah.
Very familiar.
All right. Uh-huh. And Dakota Johnson, her daughter, was the star in 50 Shades. 50
yes,
Shades of
you
Grey.
Are very familiar. You had your finger on the pulse, if I can say so myself.
I don't know. Wow.
You've
I'm
read,
just giving you a little movie trivia.
You've never read the books?
No, I didn't.
You've watched the movies?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You were the body double, you said? They called you in for a couple of prep scenes?
Yeah, but they had a with that one nude scene with the big scar from my hip replacement. They had to work around that. And I couldn't do it now with the big burn I've got in my stomach. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, my God. You want to see a picture? Should I show you, Todd, or would that disgust her?
It would disgust her, but you should still do it because I think it'd make for great radio.
Oh, that's fascinating, Todd. It was really nice to be friends with you for 4.5 minutes.
I suffered a serious
anything for the show,
recently.
Nikki. Anything for the show.
Yeah.
Anything Hang for on. Ratings. Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, boy. He's going to the,
going to the glasses. Let's see.
Oh, this should only take a small amount of time. What? I'm sorry. What happened? Was this a grilling incident?
No, something far more painful.
Oh.
It's from a steamer. You know, a clothes steamer?
Did you steam while they were while you were wearing them? I have.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Have you done it?
I have.
Oh! Todd, you and Jim said I'm the only person in America that has ever suffered a serious burn from steaming clothes while they're still on you.
Yeah.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Got you, buddy.
Wow.
Got you.
Doesn't
hurt? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's permanent.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a permanent mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, right?
You've done it.
Yeah.
Ah, Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, sorry. Just, I mean, the efficiency. Like,
it was just like just, the bottom part. Right, you know, let me just get that real quick. And it's like, yeah. Folks, don't do that.
No.
Don't
take
do that.
Take it from us.
Take it from people that have been scarred. You don't want to do this.
Wait till we get the rep from Belen in here and yeah, show them our sure. war wounds.
Yeah.
How could this have been prevented?
Exactly. Oh, I like that. I like okay, the way you're thinking right. here. Oh, you know, man. One of those things, though, too, where you're not thinking sometimes the littlest
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Like, yeah. Wow. So how are the Timber Rattlers doing? Hey. Okay, I first met you, what year do you think?
Gosh, probably early aughts, maybe 2000, 2001?
Probably.
Maybe.
When I was doing, covering the Timber Rattlers a bunch.
Yep.
Were you there the day banquets? I coached first base? You were there.
So here's the deal. Okay. I would like to, and get your sundial and your calendars ready.
Okay.
I am here today to formally invite you.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Youper yourself.
Yes.
You are cordially invited to come to the Timber Rattlers next weekend
ooh.
For their Youper Day. Their
you're
Youper
having
weekend.
A Youper Day?
Saturday,
for the
Sunday.
Timber Rattlers?
Yeah, they're
oh,
going to be
phenomenal.
In Youper jerseys. That will be
really?
Auctioned off as
oh,
well.
Oh, I got to get one. I got to get a Youper jersey.
So let's have you throw
are they
out the
blaze
first
orange?
Pitch. They aren't. Oh. They're, of course, that
camo?
Lovely. No.
No? Okay.
Youper adjacent is also buffalo plaid. The red and the black.
Oh! That's awesome.
Like Stormy Cromer, right?
Oh, Stormy. Todd, remember that picture? I found these really old pictures of... You know, I went through a whole box of whatever.
Yeah, your granddad from the war.
I showed you that picture, right? Of my dad and my brother and everything?
No.
Okay, so then I had a friend colorize it. Looks great and everything. Look at the shirt he's wearing. This is up in Negaunee, Michigan in 1957. Look at the shirt he's wearing.
Well, that's exactly it. This is your family?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Isn't
that's
that exactly
awesome.
The shirt?
It is. It's going to be red.
Yeah, that it is red, actually.
Okay.
This is red and black.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, that's exactly what
everybody
it's going to
be. Everybody wore those up there back in those
okay,
days.
Okay, so check your calendar. Next right. Saturday, Sunday.
All right, let me check.
Youper Day.
Is it a weekend thing?
Or yeah, so Saturday, both days.
Both days.
Both
oh,
days.
That's fantastic.
Saturday, Sunday.
Do so, Youpers get special rates or anything? Or?
Well, there's a ticket package for awesome. The,
we'll
I believe
it's... pasties?
Oh, we should incorporate the pasties.
You should.
Are you pro rutabaga? Isn't that the big debate?
Wow, this
right?
is very impressive. How did
right?
you know all about this?
Well, I've got a friend who's a Youper.
I can go either way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can go either way.
And then you definitely don't.
Would
you're
you?
Not a dipper, right?
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Oh,
no. 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 No.
No.
Just ketchup. That's about it.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Yeah.
I've got a frozen.
I used to dip steak.
I've got a frozen pasty in my refrigerator up here.
I believe it.
Would you like it?
No.
As
thank
a gift.
You. I appreciate
for being
it.
On the show.
Is that how you get them upstairs?
Hey, I got a.
Is that what we're calling it these days,
up
Johnny?
In my apartment.
I mean,
hey,
5 minutes on defrost. You got some time?
Exactly.
I've never had a pasty.
You've never had a pasty?
No.
Oh man, they're
but
phenomenal.
I would be a dipper. I'm a dipper of the things.
When I'm on death row, that's going to be my last meal.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your last words are going to be, you melon head?
Can I have another pasty?
Go rutabagas.
Oh, man, you got to love pasty. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you guys are
so
doing
we want you to
thing.
Do that. Maybe we can even get somebody, you know, Mr. Promo Nikki. We'll
yes.
let you coach first base again oh. or something.
So, Todd.
Yeah.
This is a true story.
All right.
This is a true story.
I coached first base for 3 innings in an official Timber Rattlers game one time.
Wow.
We were a Mariners affiliate. It was before.
It was the number one player taken in the entire draft was pitching that day.
Matt Thornton.
No.
What?
Ryan Anderson.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. He's of culinary fame now,
that's what
I guess.
He became a chef.
Yeah.
This kid was like 6'8".
Yeah.
Or 9 or
tall,
something.
Drink
tall.
Of water.
And he was the number one player taken the draft. First like multi-million-dollar bonus ever or whatever.
Yep.
And he pitched that day, and Gary Varsha was the manager.
Ah, Varsh.
And whose son is in the major leagues now,
who
was the bat boy that day.
Yeah.
To see a little kid who go from bat boy to the major leagues is amazing.
Yep.
And, but you know, the funny part is, you know, I got those really, really big calves. They couldn't find socks.
So what'd you do?
He
had to go long pants.
Yes. That's exactly right.
You couldn't go knickers?
No.
Well... technically, I think baseball players.
And I was
players,
given so many signs, you can't believe it.
And you don't look down to first for your.
No,
your,
you don't.
No,
but, so I was giving them anyway. Even the first base ump said something about that. We got to send her a break. Nikki Z, promo Nikki in the house back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Today, just trying to find people that will work on a Wisconsin farm is a challenge. Trying to maneuver through all the federal programs that guide those workers, that's equally challenging. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news for a Friday. And now the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is adding a new member benefit to try to help farms get seasonal workers through the H-2A program. They've signed an agreement with the Great Lakes Ag Labor Service, headquartered in Michigan, to try to help. Sarah Black is the general manager of Great Lakes Ag Labor Service, and she says before farms start looking for H-2A guest workers, you might want to think about a few things.
Housing is hard to come by, and it is a requirement of the program that you must provide free housing that's been inspected and licensed in your state. And so that's the first thing that farms have to figure out, and we can help help them identify who the right person is in Wisconsin to talk to about that, that can come out to their farm. Or then they, you know, if they don't have housing, that's the first thing that they have to work on, because you cannot participate in the program without it.
Sarah Marquardt, she is the general manager of Great Lakes Ag Labor Services. She says that H-2A guest worker opportunities provide general help for farms as long as it's temporary or seasonal. Another point she makes is that H-2A guest workers can work on dairy farms, but they cannot milk cows. Want more details? You can find out more about the Great Lakes Ag Labor Service opportunities on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's website.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And yesterday at the Wisconsin State Fair, the 2024 Master Cheesemaker was recognized. He's Gary Gozda from Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese up in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. His winning entry, Maple Mascarpone Cheese, brought more than $700 per pound in the following auction. Wisconsin State Fair wraps up on Sunday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See 31/2024.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. The Mayor has the day off today. Nikki Z capably filling in. Nikki, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I have been, just playing around in radio. More so the past 6 months, our friends down in the Valley have invited me to fill in while...
Otis, Katie, and Nick?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
I mean, what's maybe they'll
catch on. What do they like to work with?
They're actually awesome. They're really awesome.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Is it not as awesome as Uncle John.
I was just going to say, is it better than this? Do I need to start looking for a new job?
Okay. Absolutely not. The windows in this studio alone...
You got to admit that.
The studio ambiance here.
Although they have a nice studio.
They do.
They haven't. It's new, isn't
and
it?
The Woodward Radio Ranch is.
Yeah. I had a blast. I was on there for their last show.
Yeah. You did. You got to do the send-off.
Oh, God, it was great. The only funny part, this was the funniest part of the whole thing. Katie, like, still couldn't talk.
Right.
Legally.
Correct.
It was her last day. Well, you know, Katie and I worked together for 10 years, whatever, and yada, yada, yada. And it was just funny. I would say stuff where she just went.
That's why she, because they.
Yeah, she wanted to come back at me. And she would. So she was like writing stuff on the board.
But not fast enough.
Katie, what are you trying to. Yeah.
So got to play along with those guys for a few years. But originally. A few days.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you were on there a lot, though, weren't you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people might remember me when I used to be relevant before, I don't know, kids and mom duties. But I used to work for the Timber Rattlers.
Yes.
Used to be Promo Nikki down on the field hosting the
Doing
games.
Everything.
Yeah.
I remember those days because it was funny. It'd be raining really hard and you'd be out there pulling the tarp on.
Yeah.
And all full of mud and whatever. And then 20 minutes later, you're all spiffed up and you're out there on the field. Hey, welcome, Timber Rattler fans.
You've got to do it.
You did everything.
And it's still that way. It's a total team effort. Everybody pitches in.
Everybody thinks that once you're in and that's professional sports, obviously.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That it's, oh man, piece of cake.
No. No, it really takes the work of everybody.
Yes.
Doing a little, especially for something like a tarp pull.
Yeah.
When you've got inches of rain on it, you've got to dump it and put it back on.
I remember that you guys were sweeping off the snow of bleachers. Remember those days? I remember those poor kids from like the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
And they would take towel after towel and wrap around their necks, around their heads, around everything. They couldn't believe it.
It was fun for the first few minutes. Yeah. They were always so fascinated watching it snow for the first time. So excited, and they'd want to go out and play.
Yeah.
And then it sort of sets in like... it's like 60 degrees colder than I've ever experienced.
Yeah, that was
tough
on those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I always will be, but that was something to see. But tell who your husband is.
Okay, so my husband is Mr. Promo Nikki.
Yep. Yes.
That's who he is.
Who is like
Rob Sergeyev.
Minor league president of the country, right?
Yep, of the whole country. He's in charge of all of them.
But
he just recently, last year, won executive of the year minor league baseball. So that was an incredible recognition of everything that he has done for the team and for the community.
Everything.
Yeah, literally unpaid intern, out of college, did all the things, made all the phone calls, worked all the hours, put in all of the work and loved it and wanted more and worked hard and just didn't say no.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of times people now, maybe.
Maybe. Gee, we never experienced that, huh, Todd? Young people not like, okay, Okay.
So said yes and worked really hard and got a full-time job with team and worked his way up every single position.
What happens if the Brewers call and they want to put him in the front office down there?
Yeah, I don't think that's on our radar.
All right. Could be, though.
He's ridiculously talented.
Yeah.
I mean, it's annoying. Let's be honest.
I'll tell you something. You know what?
And he looks like he's 20 years old.
He looks the same as when he was taking tickets at the door.
And it makes me so incredibly mad that why do you guys get to look better?
I know, isn't that crazy?
When you age with your salt and pepper gray hair,
and the whiskers that are allowed to look good,
and then like we've got serums and tapes and push up and suck in and.
Yeah.
But no.
We could use some of that tape and suck in serums, mind ourselves.
Do you have some of that extra tape?
You're going to need some in.
I've got some heavy duty duct tape in my car if you need that.
Yes. Got a text here. I will be at the Timber Rattler game when the Quad Cities River Bandits are there August 31st to see the Royals' number one pick, Jack Cagliano. Jack Caglioni.
Caglione. Good Irish name.
Yes.
Sure.
Caglione.
Can't wait. That's awesome.
Awesome. You know what? You guys also have, for the Timber Rattlers, the greatest facility.
Oh my gosh.
In the nation for minor league baseball. True.
And again, I will back that all day, every day.
Yeah.
And that ballpark right now, as it is today in 2024, has been the brainchild of Mr. Promo Nicky. But he's always had the vision for what this place could do, what this place could be. He wanted it to be accessible 365 days of the year, not just from April to September. So let's have a facility where we can have meetings, banquets, weddings. He wanted a concourse that goes all the way around the field, and so you can have all of those viewpoints because it's such a different perspective, and then to give different experiences for the fans. You got a group of people in the outfield with your picnic and maybe your work party or your bachelorette party.
I was there for the Fox Cities Veterans Association.
Awesome.
Did a big thing there one time with their big display of Vietnam memorabilia and everything like that. And it was upstairs, you know, and you're overlooking the field with those big windows. And guys that hadn't been there before were like, holy cow, I didn't know this existed. Wow, is this cool?
Yeah.
So for any corporations out there, they're looking for a cool place to have some kind of a get-together. You guys at that room up there, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's available during the day if you just need an off-site cool place to host your meeting or whatever it is, but available for, like we said, banquets, weddings. The potential's
endless. It really is. Another thing, when I was watching one of the Brewer games this year, somebody from the organization who traveled all around, he said that your workout facility and the batting cages are like major league level.
So honestly, like Ricky Weeks, who is now one of the bench coaches,
was always one of my favorite players. There's something about him that was just cool, isn't it?
Well, and Prince Fielder too, now like a consultant
Son is now.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's incredible. Because I remember I used to cover the Tigers when their dad played.
Isn't that?
Cecil Fielder. Oh. And then I remember his kid, Prince, who was like 12 years old.
But a big boy.
And they had him there for batting practice and was hitting home runs at Tiger Stadium at like 12 years old.
Man.
And now his son is proud. That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
So Ricky has even said, like, if A-ball were like this when I was there, I wouldn't want to go into the big leagues.
I know. It's phenomenal.
So I go back
to the days of Goodland Field.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
You want to know one of the, I still remember, but I've told this story on here many times. I'll never forget Alex Rodriguez's first day.
Oh.
And I interviewed him, did a big story on him.
Did you?
And he cracked his bat in batting practice.
Really?
And I said, hey, you do anything with that bat? Mind if I take it? No, I was just going to throw it away. So he signed it. Okay. Oh. And he goes, one favor. I go, what? He goes, will you send a copy of the story to my mom?
I said,
sure. And so he wrote it all out, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, Miami, Florida. And so he gave that to me. I still got the bat. Okay.
Yeah.
I would give anything to have that handwritten note that Alex Rodriguez gave me. Wouldn't that have been cool
with
to have?
With his mom's name
with
and
his mom's
address?
Name and home, his home address in Miami. Yeah. I would give anything
to
find that again.
Would your parole officer let you go down there?
Think,
like,
wouldn't you?
No.
Because I got the bracelet on.
Right.
You know?
Trackable.
Right. Or you can cut those off.
He's we'll like, just put on. It on Todd. Ah, it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, put it on Jim's dog.
I heard the dog really big fan of yours.
Oh, he hates me. Yeah. Hey, Todd.
I've never seen a dog like this before. He's skittish around men, I think, in general. Because, you know, but yeah, man. Like, he'll come to me.
Yeah.
But John just kind of like is in the building.
Christmas party at Jim's house, okay? I walk in and Milton. He's like this little kid where it's like, oh, company's here. Let's run down the steps and see. He comes halfway down the steps because I guess he was like sleeping under the bed. Comes down and goes, Milton! He scrambles up those stairs so fast you wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, he does not like me.
Dogs and the ladies. Big fan. Big
wow.
Fan. No,
wow.
I, no.
What
no.
was that? Yeah,
I don't know. I think that was a. That
I'm sorry, we don't call it what?
Let's go to line four. Wow.
And all that's
but
there
you
is
have
this.
Been. But can I get fired from a volunteer opportunity?
So you grew up in Hortonville.
Yeah, sure did.
We had the same dentist.
I mean, look at these smiles, guys.
Dr. Clint Dunathan.
Love him.
Great, great guy.
His lovely wife, Marsha.
I slept on their couch a couple of times.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you for going there. The couch.
The couch. Because you know why?
You went to Porks?
Well, because they used to have the Denny Summers Memorial Softball Tournament.
Do you know that Denny Summers is like my mom's uncle?
No.
I told you this. Well, you barely remember who I am. Yeah. So anyway,
Denny Summers
joined the club.
Was a phenomenal athlete from Hortonville. Made it to the major leagues and then got an injury or something.
Sure, let's go with that.
No, he did.
Yeah, but then became a scout.
You know how he got the injury? In a cab, the cab he was riding in, and you know who was in the cab with him? Don Larson. You know who Don Larson is?
Okay.
Don Larson pitched the only perfect game in World Series history.
And he's in the cab.
And he and Denny were in the cab together, and they got hit by somebody, and Denny wrenched his back. And that kind of ended his major league career. So he went into coaching.
Yeah.
And then he coached for like 40 years or 50 years.
Sure.
He coached Barry Bonds, coached some of the all-time great players, and a good guy. He passed away recently in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they used to hold the softball tournament. And I would MC it. I'd bring a Packer player with me. I remember I brought Don Bracken and Al Del Greco. I mean, you know, so it was fun. But the problem is, post-tournament banquet, those people in Hortonville,
they like to hydrate. Hydrate.
Wow. And here's the funny part. We were with Todd. I know I probably, the priest was there.
Oh, sure.
And
yes.
And he's playing bar dice with us.
He was my priest. This is my church. I was confirmed by this priest.
He's playing bar dice with us. Mm-hmm. Having a good time.
I actually,
you know, whatever I was on, I had put my head down on the bar for a while, and Clint was going to take me to his house. We're going to sleep at his. And I hear this noise, and I look up. You know, remember a guy named KR?
Yes.
Ran a pizza joint?
KR's Pizza.
Yeah. He had the priest in the headlock taking him down the bar. And I looked, it's like,
well, that's
oh,
a blessing.
Okay, and I just put my head back down. It's like, where am I? What goes on in Hortonville?
What sacrament is that, do you think?
I don't know, but yeah. Oh, my God. I had fun in Hortonville.
Well, those moments that you do remember.
Oh,
did you ever eat at Charlie's, the drive-in?
No.
Come on.
No, I love drive-ins, though.
On the way out to New London?
I don't think I did.
Baloney.
Charlie's drive-in? I don't think so.
Call Clint right now. Get him on the
You know what,
phone.
Though? I've never been to the Black Otter either.
I've only been twice.
All right.
What? How can you not be to go to the Black Otter?
Well, because I value my cardio.
Come on.
Don't they have like a 60-ounce steak or something like that?
Like the old 96er.
Yeah.
From,
my God.
From the Great Outdoors.
Actually, I used to cover I used to go down for the Black Otter Ice Fishing Tournament.
And
that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you emceed stuff when I was in school. I'm sure you love hearing about that.
Actually, I remember when Clint.
Mr. Mino, when you were.
Well, actually, I got that at CellCom one day. This girl was taking care of me. She's taking care of me, you know, whatever. And she goes, you actually spoke to my class. I go, oh, which class? She goes, well, I go,
thinking
like,
like a college communications class.
She goes, well, it's just in general. I said, what school? She goes, Helen Keller. I go, how old are you? She goes, I was in the fourth grade.
How you doing?
How you doing? Got a text there. I loved Goodland Field and the Appleton Foxes. I saw Goose Gossage, Rod Kittle, Harold Baines.
Yep.
A lot of great ones came through there. with Bob Lloyd. Remember Bob Lloyd?
No.
You don't remember Bob Lloyd?
No.
Oh.
I was born in 1978, friend. I do not remember Bob Lloyd.
I was in college in 1978.
See, that is correct. Wow.
We don't look that much different from Joe.
Well, that Sam Elliott body double.
Todd!
We have great teeth.
You know what somebody told me at that birthday party I was at the other day? Mino, I've never seen you look old before. Honest to God. We got to set her a break.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Welcome back. Am I on? We good? Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Got a text here, WHBY, Bob Lloyd. One of my buddies sent me a thing here. John Smoltz, former Braves pitcher, one time severely burned his chest by ironing his shirt while it was on. So see, Nikki?
See?
You, me, and John Smoltz?
We could, like the three amigos. We're like a gang.
Show our scars and...
Honestly.
Yes, I like it.
I think so. Smoltzy, I mean...
Big time.
To be in the likes of...
I know. The three of us?
He'd be...
We should call him and tell him...
Let's get him on
the... We're on the same
Todd.
Thing.
It's yeah. Todd.
Todd.
What did you do for the show today? Call John Smoltz.
Exactly. Did you play sports?
I did.
What did you play?
I played...
You had to play softball.
Softball and volleyball.
Oh, that's cool.
Played some basketball until eighth grade. Oof.
Okay.
Then shut it down.
I remember when Clint
so much running.
Jonathan did the play-by-play or color commentary for the girls' basketball, and you guys like went to state. This would have been 86, 87, when you were like a kid. And
correct.
The thing I remember most, though, is cause, and they had this huge pep rally.
Oh, yeah.
At the school.
Yeah.
And Clint, and we were shooting it, you know, it was with the TV station, and Clint, you know, trips over the cord and like knocks the mic over.
Oh, phenomenal.
And of course, I used it on the air.
Of course.
He was not happy about that.
I don't think people that don't know Dr. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Why is he so legendary?
I don't know.
I mean, you guys are like besties.
Well, he used to do TV.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. For years, right. he did a segment.
All the segments. Yeah.
Because he'd be
on oral health care.
Yeah, he and Dr. Al from Kukana, Al Cherkasky, they would have a segment every week. On the TV station.
Nice.
On the TV station.
On the
TV. Oh my gosh, you're sounding
just
even
the
I am sounding really old.
No, never.
Yo, talk about, okay, so Bob, so I was in Green Bay maybe a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to MC the Appleton Foxes Welcome Home Banquet.
Yes.
Okay, which I did for the Foxes, or for the T-Rex lots
Morales,
of times,
yep.
whatever.
Down at the hotel, yeah.
Yes. And
the hotel.
The hotel. The one
this
hotel.
The deal, yeah.
And the manager was a guy that only lasted 1 year, and he was not a nice gentleman. Duke Sims was his name.
Okay.
Okay, former major league player. It's like, wow, I've got his baseball card and everything. And so I remember this is the first banquet I'd ever really spoke at. So I remember having lunch with Bob Lloyd. He goes, well, John, you know, loosen him up, you know, find some funny stuff about him and everything.
Yeah.
That's, you know. And so long story short, the baseball coach at the college I had worked at in Idaho was the high school teammate of Duke Sims, the manager.
Wow.
So I called him up, said, hey.
That's crazy.
You know? So he says, I got all kinds of stories. We used to, he was so big and strong that he would just stay in the batting cage. It was like, hey, it's our turn. And he'd be like, leave on. And everybody's afraid of him, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm telling that story, and he's not smiling.
Oh.
And I'm telling these other stories that guys gave me about him, and he's not smiling.
Oh, my.
So then I introduce, so now you're getting that sweat. Hey, Duke Sims. And he comes up and goes, yeah, I just want to make a couple things, let people know. Yeah, I was in that batting cage. You know why? Because I had the desire to get better. Maybe those other guys didn't have that desire like I had. And that's the reason. If you want to know why, and he turns to me. If you don't want to know why, that's why. And maybe that's why I made the major leagues and they didn't.
Oh.
Okay. And it's just like, everyone's just like stunned like, oh.
Motivational speaker. Wow.
Yeah.
It has turned.
It's that uncomfortable. Wow. He lasted 1 year and they fired him.
Yeah, that's not Appleton.
No,
was that not doesn't. Appleton that at doesn't.
All. Not in the slightest.
So, you know who else managed in Appleton? Mr. Ripken, the OG.
Cal Ripken.
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
So then that means the Ripken boys.
Yes. All hung around Appleton.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
That is so
cool. When you think
cool.
about that, I know.
Old blue eyes.
There have been so many great names that have come through Appleton in baseball. It's unbelievable.
It's kind of crazy.
It is. Is Goodland Field even still around? I mean, is it still standing?
Goodland
Field?
I believe. Okay. I believe Appleton West uses it.
Oh, plays there? Oh, yep. That's cool.
And
they've got a kid in the major leagues. Appleton West, right? For the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Well, now he just got traded to the. So this is cool. So Danny Jansen.
Yes.
Okay. Played for the Toronto Blue Jays. What,
yes.
10, 11 seasons?
Yeah.
Now got traded to the Boston Red Sox.
I did not know this.
So, well, thanks for paying attention.
Okay, so sorry.
The scroll on the bottom of your...
Hang on, let me check the paper.
Right. You were just talking about...
We were just
about...
talking about that before we went on the air. I missed the old sports pages.
Box scores for ages.
Yeah, I used to love going through those.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, so Danny Jansen recently traded to the Red Sox, and... Earlier this season, a game between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays was rained out. So they have to make up the rest of the game, I think, in a couple of weeks. So now Danny Jansen is going to be, he'll make MLB history as a player who's been on both rosters for a game.
I got it.
Because they've got to
play
the
remainder.
So
when it was Toronto, they're playing against Boston.
And now
that same game, he's going to be playing for Boston against Toronto.
Correct.
That's incredible.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my God.
Appleton native.
Is that like the first time ever?
His family? Yes. Yep.
Oh,
and his
God.
Family was one of my host families. They
No kidding.
Yeah. And their player, the second year they were a host family, was Adam Jones.
Wow.
Yeah. Orioles center fielder.
Absolutely. Major League All-Star.
I mean, crazy.
That's
his
crazy.
Dad, they're Chicago Bears fans. He's
What's like, that like
hey,
to be a host
Nikki.
Fan?
hey, Nikki, can you, I gave him a picture. Very nice man. Phil Collins, his first year. Nope.
Okay. I wasn't sure how where this
nice
was going. Okay.
Picture.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nikki, text me a picture. Is that the right one?
Ryan Anderson. Send you a picture of Ryan Anderson.
Would you be a host family? Send me a picture. Text me.
You got a pasty upstairs for me.
Show me that burn scar.
This is off the rails.
I saw my host. It's hot.
I'm into stuff like that.
I just don't know what it is.
John, I don't even know what we're
John Smoltz sent me his.
Smoltz showed me his.
Yes.
No. Get, that on a talking about. Get that on a t-shirt.
Smoltz showed me his.
Yes, I like that.
We're the three best friends. Yeah, where are your movie quotes today?
Which ones do you want?
I don't know. What were we even talking about?
I don't know.
I could give you a great Sam Elliott quote from We Were Soldiers once.
Sure.
But I can't, but it's a bad word in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, the mayor doesn't like that.
No, can't say. There's one word we can't say.
It was really funny. Of the two of them, the mayor's the one who's actually swore more on the air.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never have. Have I?
Not on this show.
I don't think I ever have.
Not on this show. That is a beautiful caveat right there.
Mark Hewson's in the bullpen. We're making the call for the rangy left-hander. Coming in from the pen. We got another quick break. Back with Mark Hewson, Bell in Sports Medicine. Back after this. No matter what you think, you pull.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.